Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh is a 57-year-old mystic at the head of an organization which has been the focus of worldwide controversy, scandal, comic mimicry, and even a White House investigation. He was deported from the United States in 1985, where he'd been the central figure of a 126,000-acre commune, Rajneeshpuram, in the state of Oregon, which boasted its own airport, together with flying DC-9s, and an internal bus service running a mere 500 buses. Here in the city of Pune, western India, Bhagwan lives with a small number of followers in a commune, or ashram, built of rock and imported marble amidst shady wooded glades and artificial waterfalls, currently being created by local Indian labor. A stream of visitors from all over Europe, the United States, Australia, and Japan arrive continuously to form a nightly audience of up to 10,000. Bhagwan's personal physician, Swami Amrito, believes his master is deliberately misunderstood.
Whenever people hear about him, it's always important for people in power to make sure that his name is condemned, to make sure that no one actually hears the truth about him, and to make sure that nothing that he actually says is ever heard. You're informed about what everyone else says about him. You're given an enormous amount of information about contrived stories, which are basically little more than bigoted propaganda, which you'll never actually see in any newspaper, a full account of, these were the words of Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, judge for yourself.
I have told you about the great English poet Coleridge. When he died, he left 40,000 poems incomplete. His whole life, his friends insisted to him that why don't you complete them? Just one line is missing, otherwise this will be a great poem. He said, you don't understand me. I don't write. I don't compose. I'm at the hands of the universe. When it comes, it comes. When it stops, it stops.
To meet the demands of the mainly Western visitors, an expensively constructed mystery school offers a wide syllabus including reflexology, divine healing, primal screaming, and psychic palmistry.
Good, okay. So at the moment, this energy is more just concerned with the group that you're doing, where you're looking into your pain, and you're looking into everything in your heart that has been an ache, a sorrow, and deliberately bringing it out. So this isn't being seen so much as sex energy. It's being seen more that all this energy is going now into this looking at what has ever been an agony in your heart. And it's all kind of turning inside out, and you're seeing it. And you're doing your best with that. I can really see that you're applying yourself, you know, really putting yourself into it. But in the deepest part of this energy, the feeling is...
But Bhagwan was made to leave the U.S. on alleged immigration violations, after apparently building a city of peace and happiness in violent America, is clearly felt to be an injustice which has left a deep scar.
We were 20 miles from the nearest village, called a city in the United States, of 20 people, down the most rutted road you can imagine, and yet we were invaders. All we wanted to do was live there, and we lived under a state of siege for 5 years. It's dramatic what we achieved. We actually built a city in that time. And I'm afraid it was simply red rag to a bull for Christian fundamentalists, particularly under Reagan. aided and abetted by the sort of poodle press, which create a sort of Teflon man, which means a president they don't have the courage to criticize. That a group of people wearing red should live in a commune, guided by a non-white, non-Christian, and should create an atmosphere where people could live and laugh and had a life that is basically not available in any American city.
First, they poisoned me. Second, they put a bomb under my chair. Thirdly, they blackmailed my attorneys. They produced a crime of list, 34 crimes, and the Attorney General admits, just as I leave America, that there is no proof, no evidence that I have ever committed anything. So they tried everything. Perhaps they were afraid if I die, then the blame will go on the American democracy. So within 15 minutes, I had to leave America.
Talk to you another time.
As the 10,000 enter the marble-floored auditorium for the evening's audience with Bhagwan, a paranoid fear demands that metal detectors should seek out anyone carrying weapons. And additionally, a sniff test is carried out to ensure bodily purity. The chauffeur drives Bhagwan the 400 meters from his house in a custom-built Rolls-Royce Silver Spur. At 21 feet, it's arguably the longest limousine of its type in the world, complete with stereo, TV, and bar. Much of Bhagwan's anti-Reaganism stems from his belief that he was deliberately poisoned with the metal substance thallium while in government custody, pending investigations into his alleged immigration violations.
The day I was given poison, I remember the night in Oklahoma jail. It is the only poison that disappears and cannot be found either in blood or in any other way except in the symptoms. And that poison, given in a big dose, kills the man immediately. That made me clear why I was dragged through 6 jails to give the poison in small doses so it does not kill me immediately, but will take years to destroy my body from inside. It would have been good if Ronald Reagan has killed me completely. That would have been a great credit to Christianity and to American democracy. I will remain crucified for years.
They were so happy at Rajneeshpuram that people used to come and say they must be brainwashed or they're hypnotized. I mean, do I look hypnotized? Do I look brainwashed? I mean...
Close your eyes and feel your body to be completely frozen. Now look inwards. Gather all your consciousness as a sphere. Move towards the center of your being.
Do you have one specific question?
I'm really interested in knowing what I need to do to have more awareness in the sense of witnessing and watching my mind and my thoughts, my body, my feelings.
Yeah, okay. One card from here. And one from there. The both cards together means that you are getting a lot of energy, because this is a ring of a pyramid of crystal. Means that you are getting a lot of energy to go beyond the conditionments that you got, especially from the family.
What Bhagwan's basically saying is that we live in a fragmented world where man fights man, woman fights woman, and that the only solution to that is for man's inner division to be healed, and that the divisions on the outside are merely a projection of those inner divisions, and that the only possible way of curing that inner sense of division is essentially meditation.
Mystic Rose meditators laugh for 3 hours a day. Bhagwan claims that it is the greatest breakthrough in meditation for 2,500 years.
Ha ha ha! last decision. Make the last decision. Let's sit together for a while now and meditate. Just feeling the emptiness now that the laughter is left.
Unusually for a mystic, jokes figure high in Bhagwan's evening repertoire. A pair of writers labor over jokes, Bhagwan will later tell himself.
What about this one? There's an old hunchback called Gronk, and he's getting too old to ring the bell in the cathedral anymore. So he puts an ad in the newspaper for a replacement. And the next morning, somebody knocks on the door, and it's another hunchback, a young hunchback, and he says, "Oh, I've come for the job." So Gronk says, "Okay, I'll show you what you got to do." And they walk up the bell tower and get to the top. And then old Gronk says, "Look, watch this. This is what you got to do." So he runs back and he runs towards the bell rope. He jumps 20 feet in the air, grabs hold of the bell rope and rings the bell. And he says, "Well, do you think you can do that?" And the young hunchback says, "Yeah, I'm sure I can do that." So he goes back, takes a run up, takes a flying leap, misses the bell rope, hits his face against the bell, right? And goes, ding, like that. He says, no, give me another chance. So he runs back, and he runs up towards the bell rope, jumps 20 feet in the air, misses the rope again, and his face hits the bell, and he goes, ding. He said, "No, give me one more chance. So he walks back, and he runs up, and he leaps 30 feet in the air, and shoots straight out of the window. Right, and he falls down to the ground about 200 feet below. So old Gronk thinks, "Oh, God," and he looks out of the window, and there's a crowd gathered around this kind of blotch on the pavement down below. And the policeman looks up and says, "Hey, you up there, do you know who this is?" And Gronk says, "No, I don't know who he is, but his face rings a bell."
Yes, good one.
You think we can use it?
Yeah.
Okay.
This joke always reminds me about a Shankaracharya who was speaking in Bombay, and a lady was sitting in front, very rich, with a small child, and the child was continuously telling her that, "I want to piss, I wanna piss." And the Shankaracharya was very much annoyed because he was talking about great things. And everybody was laughing and suppressing his laughter. But the boy was very insistent that, "You allow me, otherwise I will piss here. It is coming so strong."
So here at the ashram, we have crystals mainly for two purposes. First of all, to help us in meditation, and also to help us in crystal healing for those who feel a calling to do crystal healing. And there are quite a few of us here that do. So let me just explain how crystals work for us in meditation. Take your mind, for example. Imagine all the thoughts that are coming into your head right now about this and that and lunch and your friends and your beloved and all that. And suddenly you decide to go into meditation. So it's a hard job at that point to screen out all the static that's coming into your head. So crystals are really a tremendous aid in, they have certain intrinsic qualities that enable the mind to become very quiet for the person using crystals. So practically speaking, this is what happens. You take a crystal, anybody, even though you may not know anything about crystals at all, put it into your left hand, which is the hand that receives the energy, and the right hand is the transmitting energy. You close your hand on it and close your eyes, and within a few moments, you will already experience a quietening of the mind, and that is a result of the crystal.
The last 5 years have been a particular story, 8 years in fact, of government repression and an insistence that his word should be stopped. Of course, being Bhagwan, he's a totally courageous man who will stop at nothing, will go absolutely straight into the fire. He won't compromise, ever.
You are just a witness of all that is happening in. Just watch the joy, the blissfulness, the ecstasy. Don't get lost, don't get identified, just remain aloof. A great Everest which goes even beyond the clouds, just become a pillar of witnessing to make it more clear. Nivedana, relax, let go. You are not the body, you are not the mind, you are just a witness. Get deeper into this witnessing. For me, it does not matter whether death comes this moment or the next. My purpose is fulfilled. My dance is complete. I am just lingering around for you all to join with me in the great matter of enlightenment.